T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So how did the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society come up with the Stompers for their name?
Well, that was a team thing. I'll have to thank Larry Hayward and his wife Karen. They've been fantastic. Leukemia lymphoma has been tremendous. What a cause. I know that Jen Miller and Tina are listening, and they've been fantastic. But you know, we're excited about Friday night because it is a great cause. And for me personally, as a cancer survivor, when I was a kid with Hodgkin's lymphoma, this is such a great cause and a great event. So we're so excited. We're so excited about Friday night.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, right in the midst of the NFL draft, so it'll be rounds 2 and 3 on Friday night, you will have Pittsburgh Steelers, some current and some former Steelers, participate in this basketball team at the Kerr Fitness and Sports Center.
That's right. So it should be really interesting. The team is assembled. We've got some current La Roche University, as you said, Red Hawk basketball players. We have faculty, staff. So they think they can beat these Steelers, but I got to tell you, Larry, these guys are pretty competitive.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty serious about their basketball, so it should make for a fun night. And it should be a great time for kids and families. So if anyone's in the area, it's only $7, and it goes to Leukemia Lymphoma. So it's a great, great cause.
You know, I would think if you get some linemen from the Steelers, they can't exactly clear the floor very far.
John, this is exactly why I'm not playing. Have you ever been boxed out by a 300-pound lineman? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I got to laugh because Nick called me. He goes, "Hey, can you come?" And I thought, well, you know.
You're going to play, Larry?
No, he said, "Well, we need an announcer."
Oh.
I said, wait a minute. But I, unfortunately, will not be able to be there. I'll be at, believe it or not, the La Roche University Gala the same evening.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, so. That's right. And I did speak to Sister Candace about that. So, you know, you're going to have a lot of people at that great event, too.
What, were you checking up on me?
I was checking up on you. I wanted to make sure. I thought, is Larry lying to me? Is he just going to not come? You know, but you checked out. It was all good.
Well, you know, Nick, I did participate at La Roche at one of these Steelers charity basketball games once. Well, it was a few semesters ago. But
yeah, just not mine. I get it.
I told John I felt like, you know, you go out in the court, you're going to say, well, I just don't want to embarrass myself, right?
Sure, right.
I'm not going to try to big time these, you know, athletes that are world-class shape, right?
No, because they could pile drive
Some of them
you.
Have hands that are like catcher's mitts, too, and, you know, they tower over you. I felt like Yoda playing
right
out there. So that cured me of ever participating actually in the charity basketball game again.
You know, but there are an awful lot of athletes who, when they're an athlete in one sport, they have natural athletic ability, and they probably will surprise you with how well they play basketball.
Oh, I completely agree, John. I mean, you know, take a look at someone like a Mario Lemieux with golf. I mean, how, you know, so I think it's once an athlete, always an athlete. It doesn't matter what sport. And these guys, like I said, they're serious about it. They play together. In a lot of these events, they play in rec leagues. So they're still in pretty good shape, you know, a lot of them. So that's why when we assembled our team, I thought we've got to have some current Red Hawk basketball players. We've got to look respectable out there.
You need some
talent.
So, again, it is this Friday night at the La Roche University Kerr Fitness and Sports Center right off Babcock. That's all behind the new McCandless Crossing or right near UPMC Passive and Hospital, to give you an idea of the location.
Yeah, tape up some ankles for us, please. We don't want any of these current Steelers to go away with a twisted ankle, all right?
No. We'll take it easy on them.
All right.
Starts at 8 o'clock. Again, tickets $7. You can get them at the door in advance. 412. That's 336. Or no. 336-1044. Right? Mm-hmm. I get that right?
Yes.
And
right.
You're not playing, just for the record.
I'm not playing. I'm going to do my best to watch and hopefully have, again, some young supporters. We're doing this also, and I know little Nora, she's listening, and Julius, they're the guys that are fighting cancer right now, and we're doing it for them, so I'll be on the sidelines with them.
Well, our thoughts and prayers and well wishes for them and everybody involved. Nick, great job. And tell John where your family's from originally.
My family is originally from Capracotta, Italy.
Which is
how about that? So Larry knows it well because he traveled there with Bruno Sammartino.
So which part of Italy is that?
It's in Abruzzi.
Abruzzi in the Apennine Mountains.
I've had a drink
Nick
of that.
Vasocca.
Too.
All right,
right,
Nick. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much, John.
Ciao.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.